Greetings. You are listening to Christian Radio, WYYC, York, Pennsylvania, presenting the 15 minutes of the End Time Matrix, hosted by CephasMinistry.com, P.O. Box 39, 1944, Westminster, Colorado, 80035. Phone is 303-452-1104. Your host is Rita Williams. People always ask, how do you spell Cephas? In John 1, verse 42, and 1 Peter 2, 5, the Bible states Cephas represents a stone. Cephas is spelled C-E-P-H-A-S. C like in Charles, E, P as in Peter, H as in help, A, S as in Sam. The reason I have to bring up the preliminaries again is not to bore you, but to let newcomers know what this program is about. I hope you tell others about us. Matrix is most likely another unfamiliar concept if listeners have not seen the movie Matrix. Webster's Dictionary states the following. Matrix is something like a mold or a womb that gives form, foundation, or origin to something else enclosed inside of it. Matrix can apply to many concepts. Take a womb, for instance, in which a baby is conceived. The mother's body nourishes the growing child, but has no idea what kind of individual the child is going to be once it's outside of the womb. This program will be about exposing the matrix. There's something that is inside the matrix, could be the listeners to this program who may or may not be caught up in the matrix. Your eternal life could be in jeopardy. If you don't pay close attention to this program, it will be packed with information that you need to know if you are the something that is inside the matrix. The programs will be downloadable at Cephas-Radio.com. Cephas-Radio.com. The reason for this broadcast is Pope Francis. He suddenly came on the scene and seemingly like a messiah attracts people of faith, interfaith, Hollywood, media, and even atheists to himself like no other pope has before. Why is that? Who is Pope Francis? I'll get to that later. To help you understand why we are where we are today, we hope to go back in history to show the undercurrent that may pull people suddenly into the abyss. Even though Francis tells people that he doesn't have much time to live before he'll die, he travels from one country to another. To his own amazement, he is greeted by millions expressing euphoria. Many are moved to tears, hoping he will be an acting savior, even though his messages about worldly issues, the global warming, poverty, and tolerance. Most believers are pro-Israel. Pope Francis is pro-Palestinians, who are Muslims. What I have noticed recently, Christians seem to go the same way. Why are they moving in the direction of Islam? Do listeners know that Christianity and Islam have developed a new movement named Chrislam, in spite of the fact that Christians are taught in 2 Corinthians 6:15 and what concord has Christ with Belial, or what part has he that believeth with an infidel? In one of the last books of the Old Testament, the book of Zechariah, Chapter 2, verse 1 through 13, King James Version. The prophet describes what God told him. Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without walls for the multitude of men. For God promises that he will be the glory in Jerusalem again. The Lord told Zion to come home because he wants them to know him and rejoice because he plans to live in the midst of them. The verse ends with, and the Lord shall inherit Judah, his portion in the Holy Land, and shall choose Jerusalem again. Be silent, O all flesh, before the Lord, for he is raised up out of his holy habitation. Last week we ended with the description of the Jesuit's oath by Ian Paisley, but only managed part of it. This is not the final part either. This is still to go on. I, John Doe, now in the presence of Almighty God, the Blessed Virgin Mary, the blessed St. John the Baptist, the holy apostles, St. Peter and St. Paul, and all the saints, sacred host of heaven, and to you, my ghostly father, the superior general of the Society of Jesus, founded by St. Ignatius Loyola, in the pontification of Paul III and continued to the present. Do by the womb of the Virgin Mary, the matrix of God and the rod of Jesus Christ, declare and swear that His Holiness the Pope is Christ's wife regent and is true and only head of the Catholic or Universal Church throughout the earth, that by the virtue of the keys of binding and loosing given to His Holiness by my Savior Jesus Christ, He has power to depose heretical kings, princes, states, commonwealths, and governments, and they may be safely destroyed. Therefore, to the utmost of my power, I will defend this doctrine and His Holiness' right and custom against all usurpers of the heretical or Protestant authority whatever, especially the Lutheran Church of Germany, Holland, Denmark, Sweden, and Norway, and the now pretended authority of and churches of England and Scotland, and the branches of same now established in Ireland and on the continent of America and elsewhere, and adherents in regard that they may be usurped and heretical, opposing the sacred Church of Rome. I do further declare the doctrine of the churches of England and Scotland, of the Calvinists, the Jacobites, and others of the name of Protestants as Masons to be damnable, and they themselves to be damned who will not forsake the same. I do further declare that I will help, assist, and advise all or any of the holiness agents in any place where I should be, in Switzerland, Germany, Holland, Ireland of America, or in any other kingdom or territory, I shall come to and do my utmost to extirpate the heretical Protestant or Masonic doctrines and to destroy all their pretended powers, legal and otherwise. I do further promise and declare that notwithstanding I am dispensed with to assume any religion heretical for the propagation of the Mother Church's interest to keep secret and private all her agents' counsels from time to time as they entrust me, and not to divulge directly or indirectly by word, writing, or circumstances whatever, but to execute all that should be proposed, given in charge, or discovered unto me by you, my ghostly father, or any of this sacred order, do further promise and declare that I will have no opinion or will of my own, or any mental reservations whatsoever, even as a corpse or cadaver, but will unhesitatingly obey each and every command that I may receive from my superiors in the militia of the Pope and Jesus Christ, that I will go to any part of the world whithersoever I may be sent, to the frozen regions of North, jungles of India, to the centers of civilization of Europe, or to the wild haunts of the barbarous savages of America, without murmuring or repining, and will be submissive in all things whatsoever is communicated to me. I do further promise and decide that I will, when opportunity presents, make and wage relentless war, secretly and openly, against all heretics, Protestants, and Masons, as I am directed to do, to extricate them from the face of the whole earth, that I will spare neither age, sex, nor condition, and that will hang, burn, waste, boil, flay, strangle, and bury alive these infamous heretics, rip up the stomachs and wombs of their women, crush their infants' heads against the walls and other, in order to annihilate their execrable race. That when the same cannot be done openly, I will secretly use the poisonous cup, the strangulation cord, the steel of the poignard, or the leaden bullet, regardless of the honor, rank, dignity, or authority of the person, whatever may be their condition in life, either public or private, as at any time may be directed to do by any agents of the Pope or Superior of the Brotherhood of the Holy Father of the Society of Jesus, in confirmation of which I hereby dedicate my life and soul and all corporal powers with the dagger which I now receive. I will subscribe my name written in the blood in testimony thereof, and should I prove false or weaken in my determination, may my brethren and few fellow servants fellow soldiers of the media of the Pope cut off my hands and feet, and my throat from ear to ear, my belly be opened and sulfur burned therein, with all the punishment that can be inflicted upon the earth, and my soul shall be tortured by demons in eternal hell forever. All of which I, John Doe, do swear by the Blessed Trinity and Blessed Sacrament, which I am now to receive, to perform, and on part to keep this my oath. In testimony hereof, I take this most holy and blessed sacrament of the Eucharist and witness the same further with my name written, with the point of this dagger dipped in my own blood, and seal in the face of His holy sacrament. That I will, in voting always, vote for the Knights of Columbus in preference to a Protestant, especially a Mason, and that I will leave my party to do so. If two Catholics are on the ticket, I will satisfy myself which is the better supporter, the Mother Church, and vote accordingly. That I will not deal with the employ of a Protestant if in my power to deal with the report may be made of the inner movements of the heretics, that I will provide myself with arms and descendants. That I will, in voting, always vote for a Knight of Columbus in preference to a Protestant, especially a Mason, that I will leave my party to do so. That if two Catholics are on the ticket, I will satisfy myself which is better supporter of the Mother Church and vote accordingly. That I will not deal with or employ a Protestant if in my power to deal with or employ a Catholic, that I will place Catholic girls in Protestant families, that a weekly report may be made of the inner movements of the heretics, that I will provide myself with arms and ammunition, that I may be in readiness when the word is passed, or I am commanded to defend the church either as an individual or with the militia of the Pope. This is to be continued next week. We have the matrix that CephasMinistry.com to take a look at the post. We have a free comprehensive newsletter. Go-Cephas.com. Thanks for listening. God bless you and shalom.